news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, the cold front made its way through overnight. 37 now at our studios, heading for high just in the 50s. Dr. Bill has our forecast coming up in just about 30 seconds. First, we'll check the ride in with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No delays from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65. Already have got school buses traveling again this morning. Remember to back it down to 20 miles an hour in those areas. But downtown from the tunnels, across the Bayway, Spanish Fort, Daphne, Loxley, a good ride in. Host a monogram parade party from your own private balcony on Royal Street in Mobile. Connected to the Battle House Hotel, these balconies offer great views of the parades and are ideal for catching plenty of throws. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Yeah, a lot to talk about with the weather. Yesterday, depended exactly where you are, all of us in Mobile and Baldwin County and Washington and Clark County got a lot of rain. Some areas got a whole bunch of rain. Areas of Washington County up through Clark County. You see the stories of flooding up in Thomasville. Also, I know there was a line that they do that training effect where the thunderstorms just keep riding up the same line there. And it went from a little bit southwest of State Line, Mississippi, up through Chatham, up towards Frankville, Alabama, and up towards Thomasville. That area alone, before we started the midday show yesterday, had in some of those areas of that training effect, had 5 inches of rain in like 3 hours or something like that. And then the rest of the rain came. Big time flooding up there, and we'll talk more about that with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He'll join us around 6:35. All right, it's time to check headlines, and y'all welcome back, Kelly Finley.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you back. Missed you.
I missed you guys, too, and everybody listening.
Not.
I did. I surely did. You know, people ask what's going on. You know, when you're a parent and mm-hmm. you have a sick baby, you just hone in on that. So that's where I've been.
But understood.
Happy to say everyone's healthy and half asleep, headed to school very soon, I'm sure. Very blessed. Let's get you up to date when it comes to details, of course, as we think about our fallen officers across the state, right? State of Alabama continues to mourn the loss of two fallen police officers in Birmingham. Police Sergeant Waitasha, also known as Y. Carter, was killed January 13th. And here, of course, here in the Port City, Mobile Police and their officer, Sean Tudor, killed January 20th. Both are being remembered by their co-workers in the communities as absolute heroes. Tributes around the state continue to allow so many of us to mourn, including a site which has gone viral. On Saturday, someone captured a photo of a civilian holding an umbrella over a saluting sheriff's deputy standing in the rain during Sergeant Y. Carter's funeral procession.
Mm-hmm.
Like you always say, eye sweats, right?
Yep.
And they are the spouses of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department and the Birmingham Police Department. They're also raising funds for Sergeant Carter's family. They created a T-shirt in his honor. Now, closer to home here in Mobile, just up the road, Costco showing their support by donating food and desserts to all four police precincts. And Baldwin County, they're getting in as well. Russell Perkins, the owner of P.S. Taco Company and Rock and Roll Sushi, is hosting a fundraiser coming up on January 31st here in Mobile at the Cedar Street Social Club, and they talk about how proceeds from that planned raffle will go directly to the Tudor's family. Of course, Officer Tudor leaves behind his wife Chrissy, and if you've seen any of her Facebook posts, once again, I mean, it just really touches your heart, because this police officer had a wife, and you know, he did his work here in the city, and many people are taking to social media to express their condolences. So if you'd like to attend the funeral, here's information that we're going to continue to keep you posted about. The funeral for Officer Sean Tudor will be this Friday. His widow Chrissy, she posted the arrangements on Facebook. So we just heard on WKRG Thursday, of course, today from 5 to 8 p.m. at Dolphin Way Baptist. That's at 3661 Dolphin Street here in Mobile. That's the public visitation. Then tomorrow on Friday, the public visitation from 10 to 11 a.m. will be followed by the funeral at 11 a.m. also at Dolphin Way Baptist. And then a graveside burial will take place at Mobile Memorial Garden Cemetery, located at 6100 Three Notch Croner Road here in Mobile. Croner? You say Croner?
Three Notch Croner. I say Croner.
Okay, I've said it both ways, but either way.
I usually just say Three Notch.
Okay. Well, for those who may yes. be coming in
no, that's
from,
right.
from just, out of the area,
yes.
and there will be a reception to follow. But it's beautiful to see the outpouring of so many families. And there are also events that are happening next week into the following week, because some people want to make sure that we stretch this out so that the family is continuing mm-hmm. to understand that Officer Tudor will never be forgotten for his ultimate sacrifice. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. When we come back, too, there are so many things going on, outpourings locally to raise money to help out the family of fallen Officer Tudor, like you said, and also to help out just law enforcement mm-hmm. to give back. We're what is the term that everybody we're
gathering?
Well, it's a
curating,
which is I'm over that, but nice. we're putting that list together. Curating is a fancy word, and I'm not a fancy guy, so we're putting the list together.
You're efforting.
I don't effort either. I don't curate and I don't effort. I just do stuff, y'all. And we put those that information up on our Facebook page, and we'll have it linked through to our website, too, because there are so many things going on. There's no way to just, through your ear, keep up with all of them. So we're going to make a list here. So if you think, hey, maybe today I grab lunch here, and tomorrow I stop by this event, and something, because I have something from our buddy Tom Claxton here, a pancake breakfast coming up on February 2nd. We'll give you details in a second. Another one of the events that we're going to put up on there. So if you or your group has something specific you're doing to help out law enforcement or specifically the Tudor family, send us an email, Dalton or Kelly or myself, send that email, and then we'll get that information put up on our list. All right, 614 FM Talk 106.5, we're coming right back.
Old Time Feed is a... Old Time Feed is a feed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors too, but Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police arrested an 8th grader at Alba Middle School for having a gun in his backpack at a basketball game. Bayou LaBattery Police said it happened last Thursday. Another student reported the gun. Police were already at the game providing security. The school district believes the student may have gotten the gun from a family member's car. Police are searching for two armed robbery suspects. That crime happened Monday night in Pensacola. Osceola. Authorities say the men walked into the Circle K near Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway with guns drawn. The employee says they got away with money, all pennies, and Newport cigarettes. From there, deputies say the suspects went to another Circle K, this one near Mobile and Massachusetts Street, and pulled off a similar crime. Battleship Memorial Park is now a drop-off site for donations for Coast Guard families affected by the government shutdown. They're looking for donations of diapers and baby supplies, as well as pet food and gift cards for gas and groceries. A drop-off box is set up at the gift shop at Battleship Park. The Coast Guard is the only branch of the military not being paid during the shutdown. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Jillian, did you borrow the noodle nose pliers?
Does Reinhold know you're out here going through his tools?
He won't mind. I'm getting ready to unfix a few of our expenses.
What do you mean?
He was saying that our business will suffer if we don't do something to lower our fixed expenses. I figured if they're already fixed and they're still causing a problem, then I can just unfix them and that should solve everything, right?
Kinda, sorta, yeah. I mean, you're going about it the wrong way. You don't need tools, just a telephone. Making a call to the Jack Green and Insurance agency is what you should do if you're looking to lower your fixed expenses. Jack Green is always helping people lower their insurance premiums on all types of commercial insurance.
Helping people in business stay in business.
That's right.
What a concept.
It's pretty simple.
Jack can save you money on your homeowners and the all-important wind coverage. Call Jack Green for your quote today in Mobile, 251-344-5393.
Step away from the power tools.
Sorry.
An Auburn legend is headed home. James Harden ties a Kobe Bryant record. And your chance to meet Senior Bowl players. 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. AuburnUndercover.com reported yesterday that former running back Carnell Cadillac Williams will join Gus Malzahn's offensive staff as the running backs coach. An official announcement came from the university yesterday afternoon, and Williams released a statement saying, quote, "I want to help players reach their ultimate goal and steer them the right way on and off the field. I'm not sure there's a better place I can do that than at Auburn, where I'm forever indebted." During his playing time at Auburn, Williams rushed for 1,000 yards in back-to-back seasons while breaking the all-time career records for most rushing attempts and touchdowns. In his senior season, Cadillac led the Tigers to an undefeated season and SEC championship in 2004 with 1,165 rushing yards and 12 touchdowns. In SEC basketball, number one, Tennessee escaped Nashville with an overtime win over Vanderbilt, 88-83. Last year's SEC Player of the Year, Grant Williams, had a career night for the Vols with 43 points and was an amazing 23 of 23 from the free throw line. Number 25, LSU beat Georgia 92-81, and Arkansas topped Missouri 72-60. Today, both University of South Alabama basketball teams are back in action. The women's team is up first at 11 a.m. The Jags are at home to take on Louisiana Lafayette in the Mitchell Center. The men's team are also facing the Ragin' Cajuns. They'll play in Lafayette, Louisiana tonight at 7. The Houston Rockets' James Harden scored a career high and franchise record 61 points, and Eric Gordon drained a three-pointer with 9 seconds left in the Rockets' 114-110 win over the New York Knicks. Harden has scored at least 30 points in 21 consecutive games. That's the fourth longest streak in NBA history.
They go once again into Bond Lake. One hit a piece of it, stolen by Harden. Harden for the slam to seal the deal.
The 61 points are the most by a player in an NBA game this season and tied Kobe Bryant for the most scored by a Knicks opponent at Madison Square Garden. The Indiana Pacers beat the Toronto Raptors 110-106, but they may have lost their best player for the rest of the season. Victor Oladipo was injured with 4 minutes, 5 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, they called him the doctor out.
Victor Oladipo goes down trying to make a play against Pascal Siakam.
He's the Pacers' leading scorer, and he left on a stretcher with what the team termed a serious right knee injury. He's headed for an MRI today. Joel Embiid scored 33 points and grabbed 19 rebounds to lift Philadelphia past San Antonio 122-120. Still playing without Anthony Davis, New Orleans lost to Detroit 98-94. Boston beat Cleveland 123-103. The Clippers beat the Heat 111-99. And Charlotte topped Memphis 118-107. Senior Bowl practices moved into South Alabama's indoor practice facility yesterday due to the weather. Today, on the final day of practice, the teams will be back out at Ladd Peebles Stadium, and it'll be open and free to the public. The North team is up first at 12:30, followed by the South team at 3:00. Then tomorrow, it's your chance to meet the players and take part in the Senior Bowl experience. The fan experience begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow at the Mobile Convention Center, and get in line early to meet the players. They'll start signing autographs and shaking hands, maybe even kissing babies at 3:30. The entire event will run until 6. 6:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Live better. That's the mission for MedSouth of Foley, providing quality care and equipment to their patients for over 30 years. Visit MedSouth on McKenzie Street or call 943-9119. Improving lives and community. MedSouth in Foley.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Good morning, everyone. For the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue so far as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. As Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear, you won't find any delays from the 1065 split from 90 range line out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months, model 8377. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. Cold air moved in overnight after the rain. 37 now at our studios, heading for a high in the 50s. Full details with Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just about 10 minutes. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. We begin in Baldwin County this morning as the city of Gulf Shores mourning the loss of an 8-year-old little boy, Ryland Tice. He was a third-grade student at Gulf Shores Elementary School. He loved sports, basketball, baseball, football. He was on the swim team. He even loved to play soccer. He died suddenly on Monday. Gulf Shores Elementary School says that if you'd like to leave cards at the school's front office, you can do so through Friday, and those cards will be delivered to his family. You know, with his sudden passing, there were extra counselors at the school to help students deal, you know, with this untimely loss of a third grade student. That's all according to the Baldwin County Public Schools. When more information is released in terms of funeral arrangements, we, of course, will pass that along to you. But that's even tough to say. 8-year-old Ryland Tice attended Gulf Shores Elementary School. We remain in Baldwin County as this is coming to us from Summerdale. A Baldwin County man arrested on charges of child sex abuse. He appeared before a judge on Wednesday. This was his first court appearance. According to Summerdale Police, Terrace Hadvitsky Jr. raped a 7-year-old child. A detective involved in this case says that this abuse happened several times over a 1-year period. This person, I won't even call him a man, but this person charged with rape and sexual abuse of a child under the age of 12. He was issued a bond of $175,000 at his initial hearing in court. And we expect to hear more, unfortunately, more details on this situation. Also wanted, let me get down through my headlines real fast, because this is something I've been really focused on, is the cleanup efforts in Wetumpka. Remember that tornado that just tore through the town? They have a hotline set up to assist people who are looking to get assistance as they clean up from the storm damage. So we know an EF2 just tore through the city. This was last weekend. They're encouraging you to call 211 if you have a non-emergency call. Emergency calls, of course, should be a 911. But that tornado hit the city just before 3 p.m. on Saturday. And we know it took down at least 2 churches and damaged several historic homes. There were injuries, at least 4, but thankfully no one lost their lives. This is great, though. Here's the part I love. 730 volunteers, they registered to help with that cleanup. That's according to the Elmore County Commission Chairman, Troy Stubbs, which is awesome. Mr. Stubbs says registration stopped for now because the number is more than sufficient at this point. He does expect there to be more volunteer opportunities should you want to lend a helping hand. Or a couple of extra elbows, you know.
Oh, yeah.
use that elbow grease, right? But again, just wanted to remind you that no deaths were reported when that tornado hit Wetumpka. Call 211 if you have a situation where you need assistance, but it's not an emergency, okay? That's that hotline I was telling you about. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much. And heads up here, another one of the events, and we'll get this linked up as well, coming up on February 2nd, so a week from Saturday at Ed's Shed on the Causeway. This is a pancake breakfast. This is to raise money for the family of slain Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. Goes from 8:30 to 11. I didn't even know they could get Ed's open at that time of morning, but Panini and the gang will be doing that. 8:30 to 11 a.m. $10. You get pancake, sausage, soft drink, or coffee, and it is 100% proceeds going to the fallen officer's benefit for his widow and his family. 8:30 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, February 2nd at Ed's Shed on the Causeway. We'll give you more details coming up on that. I know I'm out at Ed's Shed next week doing a live show, I think, on Wednesday, and we'll be talking about it then as well.
It doesn't surprise me, though. You know, Panini Pete is very much into the military scene. I mean, you know, he has his show where he's gone out and he feeds the troops in undisclosed locations. And then he's very proud. His wife has been kicking cancer's butt.
Yeah,
love
Jody. They are, what a couple. Good people, too.
And then you add Tom Claxton into the mix.
Let me just put this with those two. High energy.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A visitation will be held for Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor. It's from 5 until 8 at Dauphin Way Baptist Church this evening. The public can also pay tribute to Officer Tudor at Mobile Police Headquarters today. You can leave flowers and cards on his patrol car from 8 this morning until 5. Mobile Police Headquarters is on Government Boulevard. The patrol car will be parked in front of the building. There is new information about the shooting death of Officer Tudor. Police say the gun used to kill him was stolen from an unlocked car at the Peach Place Inn days before the shooting. The suspect in that case, 19-year-old Marco Perez, is charged with capital murder. Dash cam video shows a police foot chase at Pensacola Cemetery that ended in the arrest of a home invasion suspect. Tuesday morning, Anita Khan says she heard her doorbell ring. She looked through her peephole and saw a man standing outside. When she didn't answer, Khan says the man walked around to the backyard.
So he walked through my patio into my laundry room door and tried to...
Police identify the suspect as 17-year-old Vidarius Jackson. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
There will be no State of the Union speech originally scheduled for next Tuesday until the partial government shutdown is over. That is what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wanted, and Bob Costantini reports President Trump will no longer fight it.
Shortly before midnight in Washington, the president tweeting, "I will do the address when the shutdown is over." Alternative sites may have been considered, yet in the end, Mr. Trump decided, "There is no venue that can compete with the history, tradition, and importance of the House chamber."
There's always a chance one of two competing bills before the Senate today to reopen the government could pass, but as one is expected to be supported by Democrats and the other by Republicans, there seems little chance either will make the 60-vote threshold. A woman identifying herself as the ex-girlfriend of the suspect in yesterday's mass shooting that killed five people at a Sebring, Florida bank says he often thought about hurting people and has long been fascinated with death and guns. Alex Zerlock tells WSBT in South Bend, Indiana, and the Washington Post, she tried to warn people about Zeth and Zaver. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Apple is tightening Project Titan. People familiar with the matter tell CNBC Apple has dismissed more than 200 employees from its autonomous vehicle group, expected restructuring after a recent leadership change. Condé Nast intends to put all its titles behind paywalls by the end of the year. The move is expected to eventually generate additional subscription revenue without leading to declines in digital audiences. Condé Nast is owned by closely held Advance Publications. Currently, they've got three titles behind metered paywalls, including The New Yorker, Wired, and Vanity Fair. One consultant says about 91% of digital readers consume four or fewer articles each month from the same magazine. Funnel cake fries are back on the menu today at Burger King. $1.99 gets you 9 pieces of sugar-dusted fried dough, last offered by the fast food giant in 2009. Strong earnings dislodge the weight of global growth concerns, and the Dow added 171 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P each gained 5. Futures are pointed upward. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at them every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Cure your cabin fever with a fresh new floor from Lumber Liquidators. Get charming copper heavy a solid hardwood for only $2.99. That's 33% off. Or save up to 10% off all Corlux waterproof flooring like best-selling Beach Cottage Oak engineered vinyl plank. Or get stone look tile as low as 98 cents. Lumber Liquidators professional installation team can even put in your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Students in grades 3 to 6 are invited to share the love of reading and writing at the 2019 Young Authors Conference, Saturday, February 9th, 9 to noon, at the West Regional Branch Library, 5555 Greelot. Hear a panel of Alabama authors speak about their writing process and how they publish their work. Two children who are published authors, Callie Chapman from Birmingham and Connor Jones from Mobile, are on the panel, February 9th, 9 to noon, at the West Regional Branch Library.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Well, that cold air came in overnight in the 30s this morning.
Yeah, the front came through. Actually, the front came through late in the afternoon, early evening hours. And now we've cooled down rapidly from yesterday's high of 70. We're down into the mid-30s right now. And we've got some cold temperatures here for the next couple of days, and then we're going to warm up a bit over the weekend, and with rain early next week, and of course, back to cold weather again. Today, look for mostly sunny skies, only 52 for the high today, with a wind out of the northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Nothing like yesterday, when we had gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Now, tonight, mostly clear. We could see a light breeze in many areas, so we'll look for a low of about 32 to 33 degrees here in the city. And then for Friday, it should be another sunny day and a high of about 55 degrees, and we'll get down in the low 30s for Friday night. As for the weekend, looking really good. Saturday, sunny and about 55, and then warming up to 62 and sunny on Sunday. And the good weather will continue into Monday with plenty of sunshine and up as high as 65 degrees. And then on Tuesday, the clouds roll in, a few showers as a strong cold front reaches our area. On Tuesday, the high will be in the upper 50s, and then colder on Wednesday with a high near 50 degrees. So I've got plenty of weather here over the next several days.
Yeah, and looking at yesterday and the rain, I mean, I think all of us got a good bit of rain from that yesterday, but certain parts of our listening area got a whole lot more. That training effect you've told us about in the past, I watched that in effect over southeast Mississippi into Washington County, Alabama.
Yeah, that's happened quite a bit now over the last month or so, with a situation of a training of one rain cell after another coming over the same location. Officially here in Mobile and West Mobile, the airport had 1.70 inches of rain, bringing us over 4 inches now for the month of January. And we're pretty close to normal, you know, with another week or so to go.
All right, Dr. Bill, remind folks, too, rainfall totals for a year, dry years, wet years, hurricane information, tide tables, that's all in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
It's all in there, and of course, it's free, as usual. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, check them out at Old Time Garden Supply in Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and Robertsdale Power Equipment. And here in Mobile, West Marine, Mike Ward's Liberty Saves, Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and Robert Moore Christmas Town. They also have copies. And many thanks also to our other advertisers, such as Alabama Power, Kemco Metal Building, Sexton Landscaping, and Smith Electric. We appreciate them appearing in our almanac again this year.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Thank you.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. And if you have trouble finishing up your to-do list, there's five things, at least according to a new study, that get in the way. PR Newswire says the majority of us can't finish everything on our to-do list, and the five things that get in our way. We'll give you that list coming up. Also, we'll check headlines with Kelly Finley next.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 844-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
640 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings online at fmtalk1065.com. Also, you can download podcasts there or subscribe over at iTunes, Stitcher, and get them through Spotify. Also, TuneIn Radio. A lot of places to get those podcasts. Make sure to get them. And when you do, give us, whether it's stars or thumbs up or puppy dogs or however they rank the podcast, give us as many of them as possible. We sure do appreciate it. 640, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Findley.
You know, I know this is my time to give headlines, but I'm really interested in this last story that you're talking about because I feel like I'm going to be guilty of every single one of them. Can we flip-flop?
If you want to, you can't wait for.
I can't.
Okay, so here it is.
I've missed you guys, by the way.
We missed you too.
I just want to say that one more time. Okay,
well, we missed you, and we're glad you're back. According to a new survey, the majority of us say we take on so much stuff we can't ever accomplish everything on our to-do list.
Ugh, guilty.
Some of us don't ever even write down the list. Okay, so the number one on their list, and this isn't woe is me. This is just when I read this, I went, "Wow, this is one of my problems." I know people will hear this and go. Maybe know the Sean's not like that. Yeah, Sean is like that. Number one problem: trying to be helpful, accommodating, and polite instead of just doing what it takes to get things done.
Yes,
that's
the way you were raised.
And so often I won't. It takes longer to do things because I don't want to step on. You know, I want to try to do it in a diplomatic fashion or something like that. Although by the end of the day, sometimes I throw that out of the window and just say, you know, but for the 95% of the day, that is absolutely an albatross around my neck. Number two here, jumping in to fix too many new problems that pop up.
Give an example.
I'm going to give. They didn't say this, but I would say if you're working on whatever project it is, accomplishing this.
Yes.
And this also applies to me. I'm thinking about what my day's like around here. Then this, and this comes up. And probably because you go back to number one, you don't want to be rude to that person. You try to deal with their problem right then. And the first thing you're trying to accomplish gets pushed back. Maybe to never be done. Number three on their list, not being sure which work task we are and aren't expected to take on. I don't have an issue here because we all just kind of work. But I bet if you're somewhere that there's not a clear, you know, mission statement for the day, you might get distracted by that. Number four here, working for a boss who makes impossible demands. Yes.
Preach.
Squirrel.
No, I'm just joking. Impossible demands. And number five here, oh my gosh, this is probably true for so many people, being bad at saying no. That probably goes back to number one.
That goes into your time management too.
I probably failed all five of those.
Can I add a sixth?
Yes.
What about when you have nothing to do, which is rare, and you feel so awkward that you make up things to do?
Right. And then quite often when you make up things to do, they end up becoming Pandora's box of starting a whole bunch of other projects that you did need to do that you didn't realize you needed to do. Now you're in...
And you don't finish them.
The downward spiral. And then you have guilt because you didn't finish the project that you made up for yourself to busy... Yes. Preach. Preach.
See why I needed this list now?
There it is. So that list is... I'll tell you what, I'll put this up on the Twitter feed and y'all can check it out. All right. 642 FM Talk 1065. Let's do some headlines.
Okay. I'm ready for you. Here we go. 642. Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday morning. Hope you're driving nice and safe and sound and bundled up, as Kane would tell you to do. Mm-hmm. So a puppy rescue turns into a human rescue after a woman gets stuck. This happened in Foley. So the woman crawled into a narrow drain pipe to rescue two puppies. Now, this woman is described as a very determined woman, okay? Mm-hmm. She gets stuck. This is at the intersection of North Pine Avenue and Peachtree in Foley. So more than 40 minutes later, she's rescued. She is 19-year-old Kezia Morales. She was pulled out of the 18-inch drainage pipe. This happened on her street. Yes, she was dirty. Yes, she was bruised, but she was A-OK. Foley Fire Rescue and other city agencies had to work together to rescue her. An excavator had to be brought in to remove dirt in a section of pipe so the rescuers could reach her. And then, of course, it started to rain. Mm-hmm. But everybody's good, though. Doesn't that help?
Yeah, it is.
Both puppies were A-OK as well.
You got a heck of a story there.
Right. I mean, it doesn't do much to follow yours, but I tried. I don't know. You just think about you know her heart was in the right place. I'm going to go rescue these puppies real quick, and then I'm going to go get on out and handle the rest of my day. And not so much. 40 minutes she was stuck down there. Ew. Thanking all those who helped out with the rescue. And did you know that this is happening in Decatur? E-cigarettes now banned. That why you shake your head, John?
Because it's ridiculous. It's going to be some politician who wants to get some attention who's going to ban something that are cigarettes banned in Decatur?
I'm glad you asked, sir. The Decatur City Council voted 4-1 to prohibit electronic cigarettes or vaping within public places like restaurants and bars. The ban, made as an amendment to the city's existing smoking ordinance, extends to areas within 10 feet of the entrances of public places. This is according to the Decatur Daily.
Okay, so it's going to follow the same rule as cigarettes. Okay, that's cool, as long as they don't have like a special carve-out for vaping.
Mm-hmm. 12 U.S. states and more than 620 localities, as they say, have included the devices in existing tobacco bans. And in December, U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams called on all states to include e-cigarettes in smoke-free indoor air policies. So, you know, there's a big issue with teenagers and vaping.
Mm-hmm.
One of our kids...
Like I said, well, we just tell them that all the parents vape and they'll think it's not cool.
Yeah, total dad shoes.
Yeah.
One of our kids said that they used to be able to plug in their phones to charge their phones, but now because there were children who were using that to charge their vaping devices, now they can't even do that. They can't charge their cell phones in their classrooms because of the vapors.
Somebody got the vapors.
I was waiting for you to catch on to that.
I think the most dangerous thing about these e-cigarettes is not being able to see where you're going when somebody blows a big cloud of smoke and you're trying to walk.
Or smelling one that smells so good, but you don't want to smell it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like walk into a room and it's like strawberry shortcake just passed gas in there or something like that.
Oh my gosh. Decatur did ban cigarettes and cigars inside public places in 2007.
All right, so it's just evening out. Okay.
Yes,
all right, that's fair.
I try to keep you in the know. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police arrested an 8th grader at Alba Middle School for having a gun in his backpack at a basketball game. Bayou Lavatry police said it happened last Thursday. Another student reported the gun. Police were already at the game providing security. The school district believes the student may have gotten the gun from a family member's car. Police are searching for two armed robbery suspects. That crime happened Monday night in Pensacola. Authorities say the men walked into the Circle K near Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway with guns drawn. The employee says they got away with money, all pennies, and Newport cigarettes. From there, deputies say the suspects went to another Circle K, this one near Mobile and Massachusetts Street, and pulled off a similar crime. Battleship Memorial Park is now a drop-off site for donations for Coast Guard families affected by the government shutdown. They're looking for donations of diapers and baby supplies, as well as pet food and gift cards for gas and groceries. A drop-off box is set up at the gift shop at Battleship Park. The Coast Guard is the only branch of the military not being paid during the shutdown. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Gas tax increases. A state lottery. Overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
An Auburn legend is headed home. James Harden ties a Kobe Bryant record and your chance to meet some Senior Bowl players. It's 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. AuburnUndercover.com reported yesterday that former running back Carnell Cadillac Williams will join Gus Malzahn's offensive staff as the running back's coach. An official announcement came from the university yesterday afternoon, and Williams released a statement saying, quote, "I want to help players reach their ultimate goal and steer them the right way on and off the field. I'm not sure there's a better place I can do that than at Auburn, where I'm forever indebted." During his playing time at Auburn, Cadillac rushed for 1,000 yards in back-to-back seasons while breaking the all-time career record for most rushing attempts and touchdowns.
In his senior year, Cadillac led the Tigers to an undefeated season and SEC championship in 2004 with 1,165 rushing yards and 12 touchdowns. In SEC basketball, number one Tennessee escaped Nashville with an overtime win over Vanderbilt, 88-83. Last year's SEC Player of the Year, Grant Williams, had a career night for the Vols with 43 points, and he was an amazing 23 of 23 from the free throw line. Number 25 LSU beat Georgia 92-81, and Arkansas topped Missouri 72-60. Today, both University of South Alabama basketball teams are back in action. The women's team is up first at 11 a.m. Jags are at home to take on Louisiana Lafayette in the Mitchell Center. Men's team are also facing the Raging Cajuns. They'll play in Lafayette, Louisiana tonight at 7 p.m. The Houston Rockets' James Harden scored a career high and franchise record 61 points, and Eric Gordon drained a three-pointer with 9 seconds left in the Rockets' 114-110 win over the New York Knicks. Harden has scored at least 30 points in 21 consecutive games. That's the fourth longest streak in NBA history.
They go once again into Vaughn Lake. Gordon had a piece, it's stolen by Harden. Harden for the slam to seal the deal.
Harden's 61 points are the most by a player in an NBA game this season and also tied Kobe Bryant for the most scored by a Knicks opponent at Madison Square Garden. The Indiana Pacers beat the Toronto Raptors 110-106, but they may have lost their best player for the rest of the season. Victor Oladipo was injured with 4 minutes, 5 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, they called him the doctor out.
Victor Oladipo goes down trying to make a play against Pascal Siakam.
Pacers' leading scorer left on a stretcher with what the team termed a serious right knee injury. He's headed for an MRI exam today. Joel Embiid scored 33 points and grabbed 19 rebounds to lift Philadelphia past San Antonio 122-120. Still playing without Anthony Davis, New Orleans lost to Detroit 98-94. Boston beat Cleveland 123-103, and the Clippers beat the Heat 111-99. Senior Bowl practices moved into South Alabama's indoor practice facility yesterday due to the weather. Today, on the final day of practice, the teams will be back out at Ladd Peebles, and it will be open and free to the public. The North team is up first at 12:30 p.m., followed by the South team at 3. Then tomorrow, it's your chance to meet the players and take part in the Senior Bowl experience. The fan experience begins at 3 o'clock tomorrow at the Mobile Convention Center, and get in line early to meet the players. They'll start signing autographs and shaking hands at 3:30. The entire event will run until 6. 6:51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Accidents now at Moffitt Road between the Moffitt Service Road and University Loop. Hillcrest and Nevius in a head-on collision at Schillinger Road in between Schillinger Park Road and House Ferry. And I-10 westbound exit 10 into McDonald Road exit. Tractor trailer and a van on the side of the road. And Newman Road just north of Grand Bay Wilmer Road got a car in a ditch. Toomey's Mardi Gras been supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978. In Mobile and Daphne, get all your throws and party favors from Toomey's. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FNTalk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:54, FM Talk 106.5, and over at Mobile Police Headquarters today, Officer Sean Tudor's patrol car is parked in front of headquarters, which is 2460 Government. He'll be there from 8 this morning to 5 this afternoon, paying tribute to fallen Officer Tudor. You can leave flowers and your prayer cards and all that there. Yeah. His cruiser will be sitting in front of MPD today, starting at 8 o'clock this morning till 5 o'clock this afternoon. All right, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
And we will continue to keep you posted on all the different events that are happening throughout the community and different ways that you can give back if you can't make it to the headquarters today. It's been so very kind and generous of his wife, Chrissy, to, really embrace the public when you just pray you never have to go through a situation like this. You don't know how you would respond, but the fact that she is just being so welcoming to people, Wow, God bless her. And my headlines this morning, because we've had such a heavy headlines, I wanted to lighten it up a little bit, okay? Do either of you like Valentine's Day?
No.
You do.
I like it.
Do you like receiving gifts on Valentine's Day?
I can't remember receiving a gift, but I would like
when
to
you
receive
say
a gift.
I'm done with you, Sullivan. I can't
just
even.
Just ask questions. So here.
What about the Sweethearts candy? Remember those?
Yep.
They had the little sayings on there. Guess what? They're not going to have them this year.
We were talking about this delayed now till. Yeah, we did
2020.
This 2020. We were talking about this the other day that and Nico wafers.
Right.
Yeah, those are affected, which is a big deal because I'm a fan of the Nico wafers.
Are you?
Oh yeah, that's the one candy I like.
Okay, I'm not so much into that.
Most people aren't. That's okay. why they went out of business.
You would give the Nico wafers a sweetheart if you could.
That's right. I would.
Oh, okay. So if you had to give a sweetheart, what would your sweetheart? What would your little sweetheart say? Think about that. Let me
one that they have or one that I could write on my own?
One that you could do it yourself. DIYer.
The problem is you have to get a very small pen. It's
you
very
can do
small
it.
Font.
You could do it.
Are your legs tired? That's probably what I put on there. Okay, how about
you? Let me get to my headline.
Mine would say let's party, I think.
Oh, gosh.
It's good. I like that. How about you?
I'm just gonna get to my headline.
Be mine.
Aw, news to you.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about the small heart-shaped candies that many of us grew up on. So, yeah, they're not making them this year. That's not your option when it comes to giving your sweetheart a sweetheart. They're relaunching them, though, for the 2020 Valentine's Day season. Those are your favorites. Be Mine, Sugar Pie, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the most popular Valentine's Day candy, and they generated some $1.8 billion in sales each year.
Not enough.
Still not enough, right? How many boxes is that? But you know what? If you hop on Amazon, you can still purchase them. I just wanted to tell you
that. Yeah, but the markup. What was it?
$9 a box, I believe.
$12 on eBay and $30 for 36 1-ounce boxes.
We're talking about the secondary market for candy.
if you have a sweet tooth, hey. And then real quickly, I saw this on Twitter. Farming Simulator is getting its own esports league. Virtual farming.
These are the signs of the apocalypse, y'all.
Right. It allows players to develop a virtual farm, including its own crops, animals, and vehicles.
There you go. Just in time for
you.
Armageddon. We'll be right back.